You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
National Taco Day.
I'm kind of in the mood for tacos.
Every day is Taco Day.
Can I get my tacos?
Delicious.
Making some fish tacos.
All right.
One, two, three, four.
Delicious and adorable.
Beer and taco.
Taco Day.
Beer and tacos.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Licking a stack of taco shells.
Beer and bring it.
And I love them, and I'll take care of them.
We love them too much.
The music is awesome, and the tacos are for real.
So what day is it?
Today,
what day is it?
Today, my friend, is National Taco Day. What are you having for dinner?
Well, I'm going to have a taco, I guess. Now, if I was in Gainesville, I would have wanted to go to Burrito Brothers, but it's not there anymore. So, yeah, tacos for sure. Fish tacos. I know that my wife's got some making me some fish, so I guess I gotta stop
can
by.
Can you have a salmon? Is that any kind of fish?
Sure, you could do whatever you want.
Or is fish just any fish?
No, you can do whatever you want. I think that really what you got to do is you got to just make sure you get in there. You should have ask Jonathan Eisman about tacos.
Missed that.
Yeah, I know. Right, John, if he's listening, maybe he can call in and tell us what his
favorite taco
is. It's
also National Vodka Day. You could chase that fish down with a little bit of a vodka.
Oh, yeah. Well, vodka is what the rabbis like to use for a l'chaim. After they give you a blessing and tell you a parable, they go, l'chaim, and they pound on the table, and then they do their little shot of vodka.
Very nice. Yes. Very nice. And yeah. It's also National Golfers Day.
National Golfers Day.
Yes, I love the golf pants. That's what I love most about golf. And the grass. Uh-huh. The green grass.
You know, I've gone to golf tournaments, and they really are a fabulous thing to go to. A great event.
It's just a sea of green. I love it.
It's a great place to be. You walk around. It's in trees.
You feel like you're getting exercise, but you're not really.
Yeah, well, you're not working hard, but you are getting exercise.
You're getting some exercise.
I can't hit the golf ball. I actually have. One time I went with my friends. They were golfing. I followed behind them, and I was swinging at the golf, and I made a great, you hit the golf ball just right. It goes just the right way, and that's how they get addicted. It's addictive. It's really a lot of fun. But when I go and I'm on the golf thing, I'm the guy that everybody likes to win the golf tourney with because I go with them and they get an extra shot. I just sit there and drive the golf cart because my bad back doesn't let me.
I'm a great spectator.
I pour the drinks for them. Yes. Beer. They like a lot of beer.
Yes, they like beer.
I guess that Supreme Court. Well, you should be sober as a judge.
Yes.
There you go.
Sometimes.
Well, you never know. That's why we play all the sexual assault stuff. But we're not talking about that stuff.
No.
We don't do politics on this show.
Not really.
So, Wanda, what else you got out there? You got anything good and fun that came off the machine?
No, that's pretty much it. I was very much in celebratory mood with the National Taco and Vodka, and I was just trying to decide what kind of vodka would I choose for my vodka day.
Ice cold vodka.
Well,
you don't drink vodka cold. I always drink my vodka ice cold. I started out when I was drinking vodka. Okay, so we're going to talk about vodka.
Fair enough. It's that time of the day.
So I started. So my first vodka drink that I had, I guess, was the thing where you had it with the cranberry juice.
That sounds like a Manhattan, maybe?
No, vodka cranberry was like a sea breeze, they called it.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah, it was nice. And you put a little lime in there, and that was good. I used to drink that because you really couldn't taste the vodka. But then I graduated. I graduated, and now
What's the point of drinking something if you want to not taste it?
We can talk about that off the air.
You're 17.
Well, I don't know. We got somebody at the bench that we can ask about that. But the reality is that I graduated and now I drink vodka and soda. I don't like the tonic. Vodka and soda on the rocks. I like that. It's really clean. It goes down easy. I don't drink a lot. I probably only have 10 or 15 drinks total a year, and that includes beer. Does that mean I'm not qualified to be a Supreme Court justice?
You got to really like beer.
Okay. I really don't like beer. I like beer when it's cold. I like to have like one or two beers, but that's about it. I really don't like beer that much.
At least not a lot of beer.
Not a lot of beer, no. Certainly not enough to be made fun of on Saturday Night Live, and I think we've now beaten that to death.
Let me tell you, that he got Matt Damon to play him was probably pretty impressive.
I think
that he was impressed by
I think Matt Damon had fun. I know the president must have had a blast. You know he's seen it by now.
Yes, of course. But he, it's not a lot of talent they've got there going on. Anyway, we got to go.